I need thee, oh, I need thee.
I'll say yes.
I'll say yes. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. As I was singing the song, Yes, Lord, I was reminded of another song that says, my soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes, yes, yes. In the morning, yes. In the noonday, yes. Evening, evening, yes. My Lord, my soul says yes, yes, yes. And that is my heart's intent this morning, to surrender to your will and to surrender to your way by saying, yes, Lord. God, I don't want it to just be lip service. I don't want it just to be idle words coming out of my mouth, but I want my whole body, my whole mind, my whole heart, my whole attitude, my whole way, my whole thought pattern, God, to surrender to your will and to surrender to your way, God, to put flesh under subjection, to cast the devil out of the mind, oh, God, to bind everything that's unlike you and surrender to you wholly and completely, God, so that your spirit might have his way in my life today, that you may anoint me like never before just for this day. I can't be too concerned about yesterday because yesterday is in the past. I can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow is outside of my control. But God, every single day, every single moment, every single minute that you allow me to see this day, oh God, is a day that I should be worried about, I should be concentrating on, and I should be focused on you. Because if I keep my mind on you, you promise that you will keep me in perfect peace. It doesn't matter what may be going on. It doesn't matter what's going on in our financial situation. It doesn't matter what the doctor has said. It doesn't matter what people say. Oh God, you have made this day. You are in control of this day. You have ordained us for this day. You have planned for us today. Oh God, and so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, this morning, and a total surrender to you, my soul says yes, oh God. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Lord, I say yes, I shall obey, God, because where you lead me, God, I'm determined to follow, Lord, what you instruct me to do. God, I'm willing to obey it, God, because you know the way I should take. You know the way I should go, oh God, and you know my ending from my beginning. You know just what you need for me to accomplish this day. Yes, it's the day that you have made. I can rejoice to be glad in it because you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for me. Oh God, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Oh God, to give me a future, to give me a hope, to give me an expected end. God, you have everything ordained for me to be victorious today. Because as long as I love you, and as long as I'm a part of your, according to your will, Lord, you have promised me, according to your word, that all things will work together for my good. Oh, God, sometimes it doesn't seem like it, Lord, but those trials that come our way in our lives, Lord, they're not there to kill us, but they're there to make us stronger. The man of God told us last night, Lord, that we just have to walk away, oh, God, from the cares of this world. We just have to walk away from those things that frustrate us. We have to walk away from those things that lead us away from you and to cast all of our cares upon you, to put all of our trust in you, Lord, to put all of our hope in you, oh, God, because you know the way, God. You will provide, Lord. You will open up the door, God. You will make no ways out of no way, and that's all we have to do is call on your name, God. From the beginning of the service, Lord, Pastor Cork was calling on the name of Jesus. We don't need to know no other name save the name of Jesus when tribulations come. That's all we have to do is cry out Jesus when heartaches and pain come. That's all we have to do is cry out Jesus when we need something done, Lord. That's all we have to call on is Jesus. Because your name is a strong tower. God, your name, just your name, not your presence, not your anointing, but God, just your name. Your name is a strong tower. It's so strong that the righteous, not just myself, but the righteous, many, God, many of us can run about into your name and we can find safety. And you're so big, God, oh God, that you cannot fail. Oh, God, you never make mistakes. Oh, God, you never falter. You never fall short of your glory. You never come up short. But, Lord, you always come in right on time. Thank you for the strength in your name. Oh, God, our names are something important, Lord. Our parents named us for a reason. And most of our names have unique meanings, Lord. And so we thank you. We're identified by our name. I'm thinking back in the Bible, Lord, how names identify the character of men and the character of women, Lord. Oh, God, but my name has been changed, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I came into this world, Lord, my name, oh, God, was sinner, oh, God. My name was backbiter, God. My name was the one who falls short of God's glory. My name, God, was someone who did not obey God's word. But when you saved me, God, and you changed my life, and you turned me around, God, I'm no longer known as a foreigner, but Lord, I am now a peculiar people. I'm now a chosen generation. Lord, I'm somebody special to you, God. I belong to the King of Kings, and I belong to the Lord of Lords. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Ah, God, I want to say thank you that I'm no longer who I used to be, but I'm somebody new in you, God. Jacob, God, had an experience with you, Lord, that he did not want to leave the same way. And when he left, he came in as Jacob, but he left as Israel, Lord. Change us even yet today, God. It's not too late, God. If we still are holding on to carnal things, if we're still holding on to the world, God, change us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're here to pray, God. We won't let you go until you bless us, God. We need a blessing from you, Lord. We need a change from you, God. We need life from you, Lord. We need a renewal from you, Lord. We need healing from you, God. We need doors open from you, God. We need you to change us, Lord. We won't let you go this morning until you bless us, God. And so, God, we bless your name, Lord. But when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come on down, Lord. And you inhabit the praises of your people. So fill our mouths with praise today. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same. God, your name is worthy, Lord. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. And when we fill our mouths with praise instead of with complaints, instead of with, oh God, things that destroy, but when we fill our mouths with praise, oh God, you come in and you inhabit our praises. How is it that such a great and a big and a mighty God will come in and squeeze into some of our praises? Lord, we give you lip service. Oh, God, we give you fake waves. But, Lord, with all that is within me, God, this day, Lord, I want to bless your name. I need to bless your name. I can't help but to bless your name, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, God, I can't help but to cry out hallelujah, God, to give you the highest praise that we know of, Lord. Besides offering ourselves as a living sacrifice, Lord, we surrender to you even now, God. Come to more and have your way, Lord. Have your way and move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit and fall afresh on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are desperately seeking after you, God. We're desperately in need of a touch this morning. We're desperately in need of a move by God on our behalf in the name of Jesus. So we're thirsty, oh God. We're hungry, oh God. And you said, they that hunger after righteousness shall be filled, God. Fill us with your goodness, God. Fill us with your mercy, Lord. Fill us with your favor, God. Fill us with your power. Fill our cups even now, Lord, till we can't handle any more. So that you might be glorified, so that you might be magnified, so that you might be adored today. Hallelujah. Fill our mouth with your adoration, thinking about your goodness and all that you have done, how you made ways out of no way, how you healed our bodies, how you've helped us to run on, God, to see what the end is going to be. Touch us even now, God. How you've cast the devil out of our minds. How you've saved our loved ones, Lord. How you've blessed our ministry, Lord. Oh, God, fill our hearts with praise, Lord, today. How you woke us up this morning and how you started us on our way, God. Fill our mouths with praise, Lord, as we think about the things that you have done. Touch us even now, God, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, we bind the devil right now because he's just a lying wonder. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I thank you, God, that I don't have to depend upon the devil. I thank you, oh God, that he is not my God. I thank you that he is no longer the king of this world, but you sit and you reign on the throne, and you reign over my heart, and you reign over my life, and you reign over these your people. And we love you, Lord, today, and we bless your mighty and your matchless name. No one compares to you. You're magnificent in all your ways. and fill us up, God, with your praise, Lord, today. As we go through this day, yes, there are things that are coming up, Lord. I've had some things that come up. Many of them are caused by myself, foolishness, unwise decisions. But, God, you are a deliverer. I still give. I still put my trust in you, Lord, and I believe that you can turn my situations around. And that's just not my plea this morning, but that is the pleas of your people as well. Lord, we have fallen short of your glory. We have made some foolish decisions. We have made some mistakes, Lord, but you will deliver us out of them all, God. Help us to remain steadfast. Help us to remain unmovable, always abounding in your work, Lord, because what we do for you is not in vain. We're sowing seeds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every time we turn around and bless you, Lord, every time we turn around and sacrifice for you, every single time we turn around, God, and do work for your glory, Lord, we are sowing seeds, oh God, that we may receive a harvest, oh God, from you, God. We, our seeds are too small to be our harvest, God. Our labor is too small to be our harvest, Lord. The work that we invest in you is too small to be our harvest, Lord, because you give back to us pressed down. You give back to us shaken together. You give back to us things that run over, God, that you allow men to give unto our bosom. Lord, so help us to remain steadfast in you. In spite of what curves are being thrown at us by life, help us to keep our eyes focusing on you, God, and continue to walk for you. Walk according to your will. Walk according to your way, so that you might be pleased with us and that you might get the glory out of our lives. Bless us this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we go about our business this day, this is our third day of our UConn conference in the AIM convention. Lord, I thank you for the success of day one and day two. And Lord, I pray that you grant us favor today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will conclude the matter today, Lord, and that you might receive the glory. Let us not be weary, God. Let us not become frustrated. Oh, God, bind the spirit of disobedience. Oh, God, bind the spirit of confusion among our young people, Lord, and help us to feed them that they might be victorious and that they may be able to take these words and apply it to their day-to-day lives in the name of Jesus. Bless our president, President Blackwell, and our cheerleader, Cheerleady Wilson, our bishop, God, as he makes his way down, oh, God. Give him safe traveling mercies and grace. Bless, oh God, the people that have been attending this AIM convention. Lord, bless this hotel that we're staying in, God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And we most definitely, God, give you gratitude for what you are going to do. Because we put our trust in you. So walk with us today. Bless this conference today. Bless those that are not here, that are calling in from various areas of the country. We pray that you would bless them in the city, that you would bless them in the fields, that you would bless them when they come and when they go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give them the location where their feet trod, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as long as they're walking under your will and walking under your favor, God. Help them to walk by faith and not by sight. Don't go by what it looked like, Lord, but help them to put their trust in you that you might grant them victory, Lord, today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. I speak life. I speak strength. I speak health, I speak healing, I speak deliverance, I speak joy. Do it for your glory, God. Fall afresh on us even now, and bless us this day. We give you the glory, honor, and the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.